Good morning, everyone. Thank you for the song service this morning and the selections. I was blessed by every one of them. And thank you, Mose, for those opening thoughts. You mentioned in your prayer the promises of God, and that's just my heart's desire this morning, is to encourage us by maybe bringing us to remembrance of some of God's promises for us. Some of the thoughts that I have this morning come from a verse that always catches my attention if I read through Proverbs. You can turn there if you'd like. It's Proverbs 18, verse 14. And we'll be turning to a lot of other scripture. I'll be reading a lot of other scriptures. You don't necessarily have to turn to them. But Proverbs 18, 14 says, "The spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit who can bear?" I was just thinking about this, and it seems like our emotions can be a little bit unreliable, but nonetheless, they can, as we see here, they can be to our benefit or detriment. I'd like to first take a look at the two parts of this verse, the first part being the spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity. The first part of this verse tells us that a strong, healthy spirit can help us endure physical and emotional challenges. When our inner being is fortified by faith, hope, and confidence in God, we can withstand the trials and tribulations of life. And the second part there, but a wounded spirit who can bear, that part highlights the difficulty of enduring life when our spirit is broken or wounded. A wounded spirit can lead to feelings of despair, hopelessness, and a doubt of God's and one's own ability to overcome what they might be facing. I thought it was interesting that Solomon basically repeats this same idea at least two other places in Proverbs that I could find. That would be Proverbs 15, verse 13, which reads, "A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart the spirit is broken." Similarly, Proverbs 17, verse 22 says, "A merry heart doth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones." We can easily see from these verses that it is only possible to move forward in faith and trust in God if we believe that we can. Consequently, if we believe that we are stuck, defeated, or burdened down, it should come as no surprise that we are exactly that. Now, as I was thinking about these verses, I know Henry Ford has a quote that says, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. Another concept that I thought about through this is resilience. Resilience is the ability to bounce back from adversity. It is a constant connection to the true vine that helps us navigate through difficult times. Our spirit, when strong and nurtured, provides us with this resilience. Isaiah 40, verse 31 says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." Trusting in the Lord renews our strength, as we see here. I wanted to look at maybe a few examples of people in the Bible, men in the Bible, that were able to maintain a strong spirit as they face challenges in their lives. You know, our challenges might not be the same as theirs, but nonetheless, they can be challenges. The first person I thought of was Job, who, despite losing everything, maintained his faith in God. He said, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him." That's Job 13:15. Another example is obviously the Apostle Paul, who endured tremendous hardships, but was able to maintain steadfast in the mission that God had given him, stating, "I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me," which is obviously Philippians 4, verse 13. We're all probably familiar with that. Also, in 2 Corinthians 4, verses 8 and 9, Paul writes, "We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed." We see here that Paul's strong spirit in connection with God sustained him through severe trials. We can also look at King David. We all know that he didn't have an easy experience Even being known as the man after God's own heart, he still faced tremendous challenges in his life. And for instance, he wrote a lot of the Psalms expressing both his anguish and his steadfast trust in God. Psalms 42:11, he writes, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me?" I was blessed when we sung that song this morning. "Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God." David's spirit, though often troubled, found solace and strength in his faith. And yeah, I had to wonder a little bit what could cause our spirit to be wounded. I think there's a lot of things that could. It could be, you know, loss of a loved one, betrayal, prolonged illness, etc. And probably anything that doesn't nurture our spirit, because we know as we go through life, that naturally just can weary us. And so we need to constantly be looking to God to nourish our spirit. Another thing that I thought could cause a wounded spirit fairly easily is personal failures. If we can't learn to look to God for help and turn to him in repentance when we fail and be able to move on from that, it can very easily start to drag us down and affect our spirit. These things may cause us to become so caught up in what's happening to us that we forget to seek God's help in a way to pursue higher ground. Ephesians 4, verse 23 says, "And be renewed in the spirit of your mind." So I also wondered, how can we renew the spirit of our mind in the middle of a challenging circumstance? Because it's easy to do when things are going well. It's easy to be renewed in our mind when everything's going well. But maybe we're facing challenges in our personal life or church life or whatever it may be. It's a little bit harder to renew our minds in the middle of that challenging circumstance. Psalms 34, verse 18 reminds us that the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. When our spirit is wounded, we can always turn to God in prayer, seeking his comfort and healing. God longs to be near us when we are struggling. Many times it is ourselves that fail to use the support he offers us to our avail, at least in my experience. Also, Psalms 55, verse 22 encourages us, "Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved." I was just blessed with that promise. As long as we're casting our burdens on the Lord, we can rest assured that we won't be moved. Another thing I thought we can do to help renew our spirit is finding support in one another. It's important to be able to find support within family and brotherhood. Sharing our burdens with fellow believers can provide encouragement, prayer, and practical help during tough times. If you're a young person, the first place you should always be able to find spiritual support is your parents. Galatians 6:2 says, "Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." It's vital that we can lean on each other in times of trial. On a side note, I had to think, considering my own heart and life, I had to wonder if my ability or inability to provide or look for support inside of my family or brotherhood can be an indicator of the relationship that I have with my brothers and even my own personal walk. It was just a challenge to me if I'm unable to bring the things that I'm struggling with to fellow believers that I know care for me and want me to overcome it, I might want to check the warmth of my heart. Hebrews 10:25 encourages us, "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching." And then, of course, like I mentioned, if we are feeling wounded or if we want to renew the spirit of our mind, we need to draw nigh to God. And when I say draw nigh to God, some activity or way of spending your time probably comes to mind. You may or may not be doing it now, but the point is that whatever came to your mind, do it, and do it with your whole heart to your fullest capability, and God will reward you. Regularly reading Scripture, time in prayer, and spending time with other believers will nurture our spirit. It should come as no surprise that God fulfills His promises and surrounds us with His presence and the support of others when we put our whole heart into seeking Him. And just reflecting on my own life and a challenge to me, I had to think that the truth of the matter is that I know and God knows whether or not I am looking to Him for my strength. It can be easy to fool ourselves and try to make ourselves believe that we are seeking God, but it can be possible, not always, but it can be possible that the fact that our spirit is down or wounded could be an indicator that we're maybe not doing that as much as we think we are. So in times of distress, don't excuse yourself from the presence of God until you've found what you know He wants you to have. God promises to heal the brokenhearted, as we already read. Psalms 147, verse 3 says, "He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds." Trust in God's promise and allow Him to work in your life, bringing healing and restoration. Isaiah 61, verse 1 prophesies about Jesus, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound." Also Isaiah 59, verse 1 says, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, neither is ear heavy, that it cannot hear." So yeah, I just, in conclusion, I just challenge, was blessed with a challenge to my heart to continue to seek God more. The thought of drawing nigh to Him in times of trouble, and even when things are going well, to commit more time to daily devotions and seeking Him uninterruptedly. Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7 says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Just like to encourage us all with these promises, encourage us to continue to draw closer to one another, building and maintaining supportive relationships with family, friends, and your authority figures, or at least for me, has been a blessing in my life. Proverbs 17, verse 17 reminds us, "A friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity." As I mentioned, if you're a young person, at least from my experience, I often underutilized that great blessing in my life. I think everyone in here can know that we can always, if you're a young person, you can always look to your parents for support. And I also had to think that supporting one another, it is a two-way street, so I think it's a blessing, or it has been for me, to try to learn how to identify when someone is struggling and lend them a hand. I think this is a blessing if it's learned early, even in children. Remember to lean on God for sustaining your spirit. He's always near, ready to comfort and strengthen you. Trust in Him and seek His presence daily. So yeah, that's about all I have. I just hope this was an encouragement to us all to continue to look to God for our strength and continue to uplift one another. So I think that's all I have. God bless you.